Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the reading from Matthew chapter 5 from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, what's often called the Beatitudes, as we've heard. In the name of Jesus, dear fellow redeemed, a few years ago, the Voice of the Martyrs magazine told the story of a woman from South Africa named Hanalei Grinnevald. The Grinnevalds moved to Afghanistan when their children were young in order to be witnesses for Christ in that war-torn country. They lived and served among the Afghan people for 11 years, until one day, while Hanalei was at work, members of the Taliban stormed their home and killed her husband and their two teenaged children. Hanalei said, "For me it is an indescribable loss. For them, and the kingdom, a great gain. I know I have to focus on the gain and not the loss. We lived for Jesus. They died for Jesus." How painful it is to remember dear brothers and sisters in the faith who have gone before us. Painful because we miss them so much. As someone has said, grief is the price we pay for love. And yet it would also be to our loss to forgive them. The Lord urges us not to let his mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness. It's for good reason that the church for many years has had the custom of remembering loved ones in the Lord on All Saints' Day. We remember God's blessings to them and through them to others. We worship the Lord for his salvation to them and to us, and for the happy reunion with them that he has planned. So today we think of what is now and what has not yet happened. Jesus in the text talks about both. Over and over again he describes the life of the disciple as blessed. Blessed means something like happy or supremely happy, with the idea that this blessed state has come as a result of God's rescue. He has acted to save us, and here it's what it's like to be one of those people whom God has saved. There are 9 of these Beatitudes, and we'll break them down this way. First, when Jesus talks in the present tense, what is true right now. Second, as Jesus speaks in the future, we can be happy now because of what will happen in the future. And third, Jesus refers to the present tense again. And invites us to live every day for him, no matter the opposition. So first, the present. He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Notice that Jesus does not say, "Make yourselves poor in spirit, and you will have the kingdom of heaven someday." No, he says very matter-of-factly that the poor in spirit already are in the blessed condition of having the kingdom of heaven available to them. Who are the poor in spirit? Well, a few chapters later, Jesus speaks of those again. It's the time that messengers from John the Baptist come to see Jesus to ask him if he is really the Christ or if they should look for someone else. Jesus describes how the words of the prophet Isaiah are fulfilled. He says, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." So to describe the poor in spirit is not to describe a virtue, but a lack. To be poor is to be without the resources that you need. And really, everybody is among the poor in spirit. We all lack what we need to get into the kingdom of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Not one human being has the image of God that God put into Adam and Eve. For this fallen world, for all sinners, God has come down in the person of his Son to give us his kingdom. Yeah, rejoice, sinful world. Although you lack everything that God requires of you, take heart, because I'm here to give it to you as a gift. This is much like what Jesus says in another place. He says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Jesus was not poor in what God desires and demands. He was rich in good works, always loving his heavenly Father with all of his heart and soul and mind and strength, always loving his neighbor as himself. There was nothing lacking in the way that he was obedient to his Father, even obedient to the cross. Nothing lacking in the price that he paid for the world's sin. After all, he poured out his holy, precious blood, worth more than all the gold and silver in the world. The price he paid for us on the cross was of infinite value, and his resurrection from the grave shows that that price was paid in full. So why isn't everyone saved? One problem is the poor in spirit so often don't want to admit their poverty. They want to try to get the favor of God by using their own treasures. That's the common plague of the sinful heart. We think we're good enough. But that would be like trying to go to the store and use counterfeit money to buy the things that you need. To the uninformed bystander from a distance, it might look like the real thing, but the cashier's been trained and can spot it right away. This is counterfeit. This isn't real. It won't work. Get out of here. God immediately knows that no human work can get us into his kingdom. Without the righteousness of his own Son, we will be lost forever. So in this beatitude, Jesus is pretty much saying, get rid of your play money. Take the authentic treasures of my righteousness that you need. There's more than enough for everyone. Blessed are you poor in spirit who believe in me, for even now the kingdom of heaven is yours. Well, the next beatitudes speak about the future. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. To mourn is to grieve over loss. All who recognize themselves to be poor in spirit and yet also blessed in Christ will find themselves mourning over evil and sin. We mourn over the lack and the failures we see in ourselves. We mourn over our sin and all the trouble it's caused us and our loved ones. We're saddened by the fact that so many in our society and world have rejected the Lord and brought such misery on themselves. Yes, we also mourn over the loss of loved ones who die and are lost in broken relationships. The Christian life is not all supreme bliss in the present time, but that supreme bliss will come. We will be comforted. And now we live in hope, knowing that the time will come when the perfect comfort and happiness will be ours. Jesus says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek are the lowly, the poor in spirit. Even now we're blessed because we are heirs with an inheritance. It hasn't come into our hands yet, but we will inherit the earth. Our future hope is not some disembodied existence living on a cloud. The certainty is at the end of all things, Christ will restore this earth in the new creation, and it will be ours. The promises God made to Abraham so many centuries ago about his descendants inheriting the land will all come true for those who share the faith in God that Abraham had. Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Those who hunger and thirst for things to be right with them and God, those who long for his righteous saving deeds, they will get what they long for. It will be granted to them. Jesus says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Here the disciples are simply described as merciful people. The mercy of God that we have received transforms us into people who show mercy to others. We look upon them in their need. We feel compassion for them. We don't turn harshly away and say, you made your bed, now lie in it. We lend a helping hand as God gives the opportunity. If God had said to us, you made your bed, now lie in it, we'd be lost forever. You know, we don't show mercy perfectly. When we have failed, we turn back to Christ for his merciful forgiveness. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. those who recognize God as the one and only true God, have their hearts set wholeheartedly on Him, trust in Him alone, they will see God. The last chapter of the Bible tells us that in the New Jerusalem, God's servants shall see His face, something it doesn't even specifically say about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Blessed are the peacemakers, Jesus said, for they shall be called sons of God. Those who have received God's peace share that peace with each other. They direct others to the peace of Jesus that He won for us. They seek to live in peace with other people and to assist others who are in conflict. They can now live in the hope, the sure knowledge, that one day we'll all be called sons of God. Yeah, now we are the children of God, but this truth is hidden to the world. One day it'll be revealed. That brings us hope even now. And Jesus closes as He began by telling of our present condition. And in this case, even though we may be suffering persecution, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you, He goes on, when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on My account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Even now the kingdom is ours. Even now our reward is great. Don't be fooled by the opposition you face when you stand up for the truth of Christ. It'll all come out well for you in the end. Back to Hannah Lee Grunewald, she lives that now and not yet aspect of her faith every day. During those 11 years in Afghanistan, their life was not easy. It was daily sacrifice, difficulty, struggles. At that time, there were 48,000 mosques in Afghanistan, but not one church building. Christians there who dare to worship must gather in private homes. And by law, any Afghan who leaves the Muslim faith can be put to death. Life there was especially hard on their daughter, because in Afghanistan, women and girls are hardly allowed outside of the house. And yet through it all, they lived with peace and joy, knowing that God had called them to this life and that He was with them. Now that her family is gone, Hannah Lee says, I believe they are where they are supposed to be, on Jesus' lap, and I cannot wait to be there as well. But I have to finish this race for the Lord. May God help us to finish our race faithfully as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The hymn of response is Behold a Host Arrayed in White. Let us pray. O Lord God, we thank You that You have given us blessings even now, that we are Your dear children through faith in Jesus Christ, that our sins are forgiven, that we are at peace with You, O Lord, and that our future is secure. Our future in this world and in the next. Lord, thank You for those who have gone before us, who have been faithful, who have walked the walk that You set out for them to walk. Lord, we turn to You on behalf of these loved ones. We ask that You would bless Ryan, and especially the teams of doctors that are working with her in Seattle. Continue to be with Dorothy, Hannah, Mike, Holly, Wayne, Lola, Scott, Kurt, and Sarah. Also Matthew, Amy, Jamie, and Bill. Put Your healing hand on them, we pray, O Lord, according to Your gracious will. Keep them with You until that day when we see Your face. Lord, in Your mercy, hear our prayer. O Father, bless the gospel of Jesus as it's carried to the nations. May Your Spirit attend it to make it strong and powerful to convict people of their sins and bring them to faith in Christ. Help us, Lord, in love to reach out by word and deed to inactive members. Prosper the work of Unity School, O Lord, as well as Trinity St. John and Christ Our Rock. And help us as we bring the gospel into the correctional center at Centralia. Lord, bless Pastor Schneider as he deliberates the call to Vanity and Olive Branch and visits, and give him discernment to see what you have in store for him and for us. Care for your church there and here, O Lord. Lord, we thank you for the work of Mrs. Kurtz among us, and we ask you to bless her as she plans next year to move on to Faith Lutheran Church and School in Marietta, Georgia. Bless her and her family, O Lord, and provide what we need at our school, even as you are providing for that school. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, continue to care for the hurting and the lost, the bereaved, the injured, the shattered in Ukraine. Bring to repentance those who plan and carry out wicked deeds, and bring about a just and lasting peace, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, be with Sloan, Elizabeth, and Logan, and JC. Thank you for the gift of life for little Sloan. All good gifts are from your hand, O Lord. To you be the honor and the glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Father, thank you for your blessings in holy baptism, especially for Tim, Eunice, Gage, Rodney, Rhonda, Connie, and Mary. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Lord, thank you for your gifts in holy matrimony for Dale and Lisa. Bless them as they walk the path of life together. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All this we pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, bless your word wherever it is proclaimed. Make it a word of power and peace to convert those not yet your own, and to confirm those who have come to saving faith. May your word pass from the ear to the heart, from the heart to the lip, and from the lip to the life, that as you have promised, your word may achieve the purpose for which you send it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. 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 The closing hymn is Jerusalem the Golden.